77-year-old Ann Prescott lives in Tallahassee. She says she's concerned about whether she'll continue getting Social Security checks if there's a federal shutdown. And a phone call to her local Social Security Administration office did little to quell her fears. She asked the woman on the phone if she could count on her monthly check.
And her reply at that point was, I hope so.
Ann Prescott says the woman couldn't put her in touch with anyone who had the answer.
And I said, what am I going to do? And she said, pray.
The federal government says so-called essential services like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid will continue even after a shutdown. But Democratic Tallahassee State Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda says she worries those services could be delayed, especially for people applying for benefits. Raywinkle-Vasalinda and other progressive female state lawmakers held a press conference Monday morning in Washington, D.C., asking for negotiations to avert government paralysis. On Monday, the Senate rejected a House bill that would have continued funding the government while defunding Obamacare. Republican Congressman Steve Sutherland, who represents the district including Tallahassee, was among those voting for the Obamacare defunding bill. His office did not respond to a request for comment, but Jacksonville-based First Coast Tea Party chairwoman Carol McManus says Sutherland and his like-minded colleagues are doing the right thing in opposing what she sees as an unfair law.
Whatever they have to do to make this right, they have to do what has to be done.
She says a government shutdown could be averted if the Senate would agree to defund Obamacare. Large pieces of the federal health care law are scheduled to go into effect Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.